So, it's Pentecost, and it's Music Sunday. But for a moment, in the midst of all this wonderful music, we're going to focus, we really must focus, on Pentecost. It's an important day, a critical day, after all. It's the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's the birthday of the church, the big C, Christian church. So let's see, what have we got here? There's wind, and not just any wind. It's a wind of such tremendous strength and power, the sort of wind that causes the branches of leaves to break off of trees, that causes that high squeal from a leaky window, that causes your hat to blow off your head or your umbrella to turn inside out. It's not just a light breeze or a casual wind. It's described in the text as a violent wind. So far we've got wind and we have violence. What's next on this Pentecost day? Well, we have tongues, and not just any tongues, like a pet dog lapping your face in welcome. It's fiery tongues, divided tongues as of fire. And then there's the whole business of the different languages, people speaking in various languages so that there are, at the coming of the Holy Spirit, various languages are spoken so that not all could understand each one. It's Pentecost. It's the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's the birthday of the church. Yay! Or maybe not so much. Instead of birthday hats and balloons and a nice cake with a few small candles on it, we have instead wind, and not just any old wind, but a violent wind. Tongues, and not just any tongues, but tongues on fire, or as of fire. And we have different languages, so that not everyone can understand everything. No wonder there were those who wondered if perhaps a little too much wine had gone around the crowd earlier in the day. And in response to all of this, the people were amazed, excited, bored, or were they bewildered? Pretty much they were everything except for bored. They were amazed, they were excited, and they were bewildered. We tend to forget that part. We want them to be excited, and we want people to be amazed and filled with the Holy Spirit. It's hard to celebrate being bewildered. Yay, bewildered. And perhaps a little fearful, certainly perplexed. Today on this Pentecost, we have an important opportunity to consider for a moment our own experience of church and our own expectations for how God's presence is felt and experienced here in our midst, in each one of us, and in all of us together as God's church. Over the years, now quite a few of them that I've served as pastor, I've heard a lot about what good church folk want from church and from their church experience and relationship. I hear a lot about things like comfort, love, feeling connected, feeling a part of something bigger, a sense of something important, holy, sacred, the need to feel good about oneself and one's place in the world, the desire to worship with others, to sing, to praise, and occasionally to wonder. I hear a lot about those sorts of sentiments. I've never once heard, not even once, anyone talk about feeling the desire to be blown over by a violent wind, or the need to see or experience divided tongues as a fire, or how great it would be to be in a room full of people, all of them speaking different languages, most of them that can't be understood. None of those things have I ever heard when people have talked about what they like and what they want from their church experience. And certainly, I've never heard anyone ask for prayers that they might be blessed with bewilderment, and that they might be perplexed in a new way. And certainly, people don't want to talk about being blessed with fear and fearfulness. Yet, this is the gift of Pentecost. And it's a serious, important gift, one that we really must spend at least a little time considering and praying for the grace to at least a little bit let this in, into each of us as individuals and all of us as the church, as God's holy people. It's certainly part of church to want to feel comfort and love, hope and connection. It ought to be a part of our church experience to feel connected and to feel good about our place and the sharing of our gifts. But we can't let it stop there. Our lives of faith, our lives as good church people, cannot simply be about what's comfortable and safe, what feels like a good part of our routine to take care of ourselves and to be good people. Our lives of faith, our lives as good church people must also allow some openness to that violent wind and the fiery tongues and the languages that we cannot understand. Pentecost is a good time to be mindful of, and even more than that, to renew our acceptance of the fact that we are not in control of the church. Instead, it is God, it is Christ, it is the Holy Spirit in charge. And for us to ponder what that means for us in our little church. So this day, let us pray sincerely, to be open to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our midst, a presence which may very well blow us off our perch, a presence which may very well mess with our sense of routine and habit, a presence that may very well fill us as we've never been filled before. Praise be to God. Amen.